Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, let's start off with a little plastic surgery. I showed you guys the picture of the girl, a Korean girl. Who wanted to look like Kim Kardashian. And she was a cute girl before. Had plenty of work done. Not that she's not ugly now or anything. But it is a lot of work. $60,000 to go to from looking like this to looking like the second part of it, if you want to take a look. By the way, I retweeted this at JeremyCon1057. But Sherry Lee, who was born with the name Hanbyol, grew up watching Kardashian. 41 and is long to be like her. Kim has always been an inspiration to me. Don't know why. She got famous for essentially what the sex tape.
Yeah.
And it's just whatever. The most beautiful woman in the world in my eyes. Lee gushed to the Southwest News. So she had her first surgery when she was 20, doing a procedure to get double eyelids.
What?
Yeah, that's what it says. Double eyelids. She got the Brazilian butt lift at 28. Breast augmentations and several facial reconstruction jobs. So she doesn't look, she doesn't look like, she kind of looks like Kim Kardashian to a degree if she had a ton of work done. I'd say if you put them side by side, you go, oh yeah, I see similarities. But from where she started and what she looks like now, if this is in fact the same person, it's pretty ridiculous, the transformation. But there's so many people with body dysmorphia now that are getting this work done to look like someone else.
Yeah, it's crazy that you pick a celebrity and people try to, you know, carve yourself to look like them. It's expensive. And I don't care what kind of surgery. Surgery's dangerous. You go into anesthesia, it's dangerous.
I showed you guys that video that I was looking for the other day of the woman on the beach, and she takes off her cover up, and she had it like the most ridiculous butt lift I've ever seen. Like, imagine where your butt's supposed to be, and then imagine that 3 inches back, right?
Yeah.
And then imagine that 8 more inches back. Like, it looked like she added an extended cab to the back of her ass.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
So lots of people going out and getting a ton of surgery to try to look like certain people. Let's get to this New Yorker. Ed, the subways are ridiculous, right? You see all kinds of stuff.
You do. Yeah, I mean, people doing, swinging from the bars, and people playing music, people robbing people. Yeah.
So if I said that there was a naked man walking around the subway, first, you're not surprised.
Not really.
You would then, attribute drugs or alcohol to this, more than likely?
Mental disease.
Would it shock you if he had nothing on, but he had a mask wrapped around his chin, and he had shoes and socks? That was it. Like, my whole thing was, he either had to be somewhere where he went, oh, I got to put my shoes on, or... No, that's it. That's the answer. Like, there was no, nobody goes naked and puts their shoes and socks on. How did this even happen? Look at this.
No one couldn't get his pants on.
He's just, he's butt-ass naked walking around the subway. And I'll get to the other parts of the story. I got to show Rob.
The Brooklyn Bridge stop.
Yeah, look. Is that where that is? You can see the sign. My man's just walking around.
Flapping away.
Butt-ass naked. Now, I couldn't do that because nothing would be flapping away. But this dude said it's just a reminder that this happens all the time in the city. What would he get charged with? Is it just indecent exposure?
Yeah.
Anything else to go along with that? Public indecency?
Disorderly conduct, mind stuff.
Yeah. Well, jaded strap hangers seem unsurprised, at seeing the apparent disturbed man as he sauntered out of the number 6 train car and onto the... Like, he was in a car. Like, he was in the... in the train and he gets off. Like, there are people sitting in there going to work, going home, whatever. And they're like, that's
everything is based on Seinfeld.
What?
Don't you remember the Jerry's in the car with the guys completely naked going to Coney Island?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. This same thing.
And if you were wondering, they did say people were asking him why he was naked, what was going on. They said witnesses at the time saw the man dozed off between swigs of Jack Daniels, not seeming to care as people were snapping pictures of the bizarre scene. I mean, butt-ass naked, walking down the steps. The thing that I don't get, and maybe people are just so numb to it, as are the still shots of people that are just going about their life. Like, this is normal. This isn't normal.
No.
But it is fun. If you were out and about and you saw someone naked, you'd be turned around staring at him. Like, what? There are people, and I get it, not trying to make eye contact with him.
Yeah.
Because they don't want him to speak to him.
Would you?
No. Well, I mean, he looks like a nice guy. Wonder if he's got any Jack Daniels left. Let's get to this last story, which we've already talked about this week. And if you missed it, I'll fill you in. There was a man that jumped into a zoo enclosure that nobody was supposed to be there. There are people that go to this little, I guess you would say, call it like a wishing well, and then they throw money in and they make wishes. Quarters. So he went to go collect quarters, but apparently the monkeys that are in there, which are named, Joe, do you have
macaque.
What is it?
Macaque.
Yeah, so these are macaques. And apparently this man...
So stupid, never gets old.
caught a deadly form of herpes from diving in this little well to collect quarters. Said now he's suffering from blistering pain. It's blistering, so he's got blisters all over his body. Pain, muscle aches, respiratory distress, encephalitis, and neurological dysfunction. Also known as insane herpes. It's a potentially fatal herpes. And this happened in Tasmania. Again, trying to break in and collect quarters. I don't know how. What could he have gotten in there? $100 if he was lucky?
If you're really lucky.
Yeah, I'm just saying. He tossed in and now he's, because of the macaques.
That'd be 4,000 quarters.
Yeah. So right? this story, by the way, unfortunately, this action has potentially exposed the intruder to the herpes B virus, which is carried by the city park monkeys. Yeah. However, it's potentially fatal to humans with more than 30 known deaths recorded worldwide. Only one confirmed case of human-to-human transmission.
No, 4,000.
Huh?
400 quarters is $10, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 4,000. So if you said 100, it'd be 4,000 quarters. You have to be in there forever and be really lucky.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying, like...
Yeah.
I'm just saying best case scenario. Whatever, you got really lucky. And there's not just people throw pennies, dimes,
I'm
assuming.
You think they know about it. He lives in Tasmania, I assume.
Yeah.
You'd be familiar with the macaques. And, I mean, just reading about them after you mentioned them the other day, it tells you right away they have that herpes. It doesn't affect them. Mm-hmm. But their dander, that's why people, you cannot have them as pets.
Their hair.
Their hair, which the dander's on there. It carries that strain of herpes, which is fatal, can be fatal to humans.
Are you angry that you can't, have a pet macaque?
I have one.
You have?
No.
Rob, you're not saying much on this.
No, I'm not. I'm staying away from it.
Are you worried about catching herpes from a cock?
Nope. We'll never touch one.
To stress on the cocks.
We'll never touch one.
Oh, God.
And I don't go in water, so that's the thing.
Is that? Right.
But it comes from their dander.
Uh-huh.
Macaques
in water.
Dander. Yeah.
You should shave.
You shaved all the...
You don't shave?
No.
You don't
it's a
shave.
Garden, baby. Let it grow.
You should always shave.
Macaque.
All the time. Yeah.
He likes the button on a fur coat look.
He like that?
Yeah, a mushroom in a spider web. You know what I'm
Blacksmith's
talking about.
Apron.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
7:16 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Sun's starting to come up on this fantastic First Responder Friday. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. So you're getting ready for the Orioles game and the Ravens game last night. And I got a tweet. Actually, I was watching both games. Got a tweet a little bit after 8 o'clock, a notification, not a specific tweet from anybody, on the Orioles situation and ownership. John Angelos, who's the chairman and CEO of the Orioles, uses the phrase "the nuclear option" when describing what his brother took to and filed a lawsuit over dispute how to handle their father's assets. Now, what John also says later on is Lou apparently saw his father's deteriorating condition as the perfect opportunity to take what he felt he deserved, but not what he was entitled to under Peter's estate plan. It sounds like what is being described in this article is someone's trying to cash out and someone's trying to keep it going. Now, we only know one side of it right now, but when you read it, Jeremy, that's essentially what am I right?
Yeah,
someone's trying to cash out. Yeah, someone's trying to keep it going.
Yeah, it's the way it sounds.
That's what it sounds. And I love the back end of the article. In terms of the Orioles, you got to start giving some credit to John Angelos as to where they are right now and hiring a competent GM and let him bring in his staff, because this looks nothing like what we're used to, this organization. They have their leadership team that's Greg Bader, Jennifer Grandall, TJ Brightman. So they have an entire team that was assembled in John Angelos' hands. The only time we've heard from John Angelos is with this lawsuit.
Mm-hmm. No, I know.
Other than that, the ball club has been going fine. This is a dispute over inheritance when Peter Angelos is still alive.
I'm just glad
somebody's keeping alive.
Yeah, I'm just glad they didn't put Rob on the leadership team, because I'm not following him anywhere. Back to John Angelos.
Okay. I don't know where that came from.
I just felt like taking a shot. You know what? I'm sorry.
You just took a random shot at me. I don't. Okay. But yeah, you're the one that tells everybody to ask me about the moves.
Yeah, well, that's I'll listen to you on those, but I'm not. Well, I do appreciate you telling us everything that's coming up. So
this get ugly? Uglier.
It has to. It's already out in the media. Family issues, when it gets out there, that's why, like, and look, to such a lower extent, if you've ever had family that starts posting your problems, their problems on Facebook, on social media.
Yeah.
I mean, these are guys that are in the public eye that own a baseball team that's playing very well right now. And now there seems to be pot shots going through the media. And again, it's up to you to decide who you want to believe. It seems like mom's on the side with John and that Lou's out on his own. But again, right now, until we have definitive information on anything, I don't know what to believe with this, but it sounds like what John's saying, mom is co-signing on it.
Yeah, right? Mom made a big statement. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So,
how do you cash on my? How do you collect my inheritance when I'm still alive?
You could give it to them. I mean,
okay,
you know. But I, you know,
buy them out.
Yeah, I mean, there's ways to do it if you wanted to. It's not, I guess, it's not inheritance then, but it's, you know, whatever, gift to your children.
Yeah, this involves property and things of that nature. Restaurant. It's not just the ball club. This involves so many other things. But Jeremy, will this? Do you think this could stunt the progress of this club? Or, I mean, basically, to me, this type of dispute could spill over into so many things. And to me, I think the biggest thing they have going is probably the baseball team.
Yeah. And the thing I would say is, I don't know if it ultimately hurts the club, like the product on the field moving forward. I know it doesn't help it in any way, any shape or form. Yeah, this could end up being an issue. I don't know ultimately that we have to worry about it as much. And I'm just going to sit back and enjoy the team right now and try to ignore this as much as possible until this thing comes to a head and we finally get, like, definitive information on what's happening.
You think most of the fan base is taking your side? They ignored it?
I think so. I hope so, because, like, the initial scare was about the team moving. And now it seems like that's been thwarted a little bit, right? Like, I don't have that concern, do you? From the people you
relocating?
Huh? Yeah.
I never had the concern.
Yeah.
From day one, I never had that concern.
That was the concern from a lot of fans, though.
I think there was a smokescreen. I mean, if you knew the process of moving the baseball team, number one, then you would know for 75% of the owners to approve of this is real tough, because now you start stealing other people's fan bases.
Yeah.
That's number one.
Right. And that's it. It's a complicated process. You need, you know, owners' approvals and things like that. It's the same way, you know, people want to know why you can't remove an owner in the NFL. I mean,
right.
Goodell does not have the power. Mm-hmm. But people don't understand that, so they just, you know, they say things that can't happen.
Number two, from the very beginning, John Angelos told you what he wanted Camden Yards to become.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That could be a cash cow, man. I mean, I already have the potential to do everything that I'd have to do, and you want me to move? I mean, you started off by having concerts. You never had concerts there.
Dude, I'd have concerts and comedy shows.
You had
every
Billy
weekend.
Joel, you know, you had Paul McCartney. And then you invite Baltimore's own Drew Hill back here to do a concert at your 30th year celebration. You know, they're checking too many boxes and making too many goodwill moves for a team that's ready to just bounce. You know, if they moved, I would be completely, completely surprised if they moved. I just don't see it happening. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. But my biggest thing is this. I want to know how this ends. I mean, because when you have this kind of public fighting and that much money, millions and millions of dollars that's being involved in this, and a team that you put $1 billion on, if you sold this team, I just wonder whether or not it's going to end in them having to sell the team.
Well, that's where I get into. I don't know that this ultimately affects what happens on the field or anything to do with the team, but I know it can't help it. So, you know, and there's a situation now where we look at things like, when does it come to a head? Like, is this something we're dealing with for the next couple of years?
Well, this is a story that's national. So, you know, we're not the only ones asking this question. Michael Elias appeared on MLB Network, and he was asked this question, and this is his response.
This is a crazy line of work that we're in. There's always crazy stuff going on. And, you know, this to us is not something that's going to impact anything that we do in the front office or on the field. John Angelos, who's been running the team, is doing an outstanding job positioning this organization for the future, and the results are starting to show up on the field this year. So we love the people that we work with here. We love where we're headed. I think we've got a very dynamic organization that's positioned itself to compete in the American League East, which is not easy to do. And we've got a lot of work ahead of us to stay up to speed with the Rays, the Blue Jays, the Red Sox, and the Yankees. It's a tall task, but we're looking forward to doing that. And I think that the relationship with the front office and the ownership group has been terrific.
I'm going to say this. I started working at Masson back in 2010 as a spot situational type reporter, doing little vignettes and interviews mm-hmm. for Mid-Atlantic Sports Report. And then ultimately put me on Mid-Atlantic Sports Report every now and then host. And then they basically gave me the show before moving me on to O's Extra, pre and post. So I've been with them over a decade.
Right.
Well, with some capacity. From the business end alone, I'm a John Angelos fan. I've seen the transition. Mm-hmm. I've seen the change. I've seen the progress. We had progress in the middle of a pandemic. I saw the progress. I saw the changes in the middle of that. The way they handled things. The personal way they handled things as well. And I'm sorry. I'm going to say this. Drew Hill performed at the 30th birthday celebration. Drew Hill would have never performed. No one would have performed at Camden Yards in the first place. But to recognize, you know what? These guys are from Baltimore. We need to open up to a different audience as well. To have Drew Hill headline your 30th year celebration, to me says you're not tone deaf.
Yeah.
You're hearing people. So I've seen too many changes to not be a fan. This whole family dispute, I hate it. I hope it doesn't affect the way business is done. But under John Angelos, it's going to be brighter days with the Baltimore Orioles. It is.
I think so. I mean, I agree with you. I hope they turn that venue, Camden Yards, into, even in the offseason, concerts, comedy shows. I mean, there's so many different things you could do there if you really wanted to.
Yeah, you could.
Depending on, they don't have to just sell themselves out and have something every single weekend, but, I mean, you could.
Why not?
I like options.
Why not? 410-583-1057, that's the number, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. More on the story behind former President Donald Trump. We've got it for you up next. What's trending on The Fan?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's trending in social media? At 7:34 in the a.m., the FBI sought classified documents related to nuclear weapons, according to the Washington Post. Some former President Donald Trump, they sought classified documents related to nuclear weapons during the search of his home in Palm Beach, Florida. This information comes after the U.S. Department of Justice announced on Thursday that it is moving forward with unsealing the search warrant and itemized receipts of what was taken. Ed Norris, what do you know about this?
I don't know anything except what I read. I mean, they're supposed to give you an itemized receipt whenever you do a search warrant. You always give the people, you know, the searchees, an itemized receipt of what you removed. And I heard they had at least 15 boxes, claiming 15 boxes of classified materials. The only problem I have with this, and I, you know, because they don't know, and you know, people just want to believe the worst because they like it, they just do. And you know, watching the Attorney General say, "I'm not going to let people besmirch the FBI." And so what do you do now? You know, start searching air homes. They criticize them like this is not what's usually done by their own admission. This was highly unusual, very unusual. And the problem I have with saying classified, they classify every friggin' thing for exactly this reason. Like the story I tell about the Connie case, I couldn't tell that for like 10 years because it was classified. Because they didn't want us talking about it.
But if it is nuclear weapons and all this, like this.
But
is...
you don't know. That's my point. Well, maybe.
We don't. Yeah.
I don't know anything. See, I just, you know.
See, here's the problem. You said people want to believe the worst, and you're right. But yet, people want to believe that nothing happened. It's like we can't get, you know, hey, let's see what comes out in the wash. Either the FBI is corrupt, or as was trending yesterday on social media, hashtag lock him up.
But can
you
I
got
ask,
either or?
Yeah.
Can I ask a serious question? Because there may be some in between.
Can
with
you
this.
Do that?
Well,
is it possible for you to do?
I'm just being like, I don't get this because every time something happens with Donald Trump,
especially
as soon as it happens, it doesn't even matter what the answers are, if it's real, this and that. Like, immediately people jumping, they planted evidence.
Yep.
Before we even know what's happened, evidence was planted. Like, that's what outlets and other people, like, all over Twitter, evidence is planted. I mean, he might be the Teflon Don, as somebody used to call him. Like, maybe nothing sticks to him. Maybe it is just they're just going after nothing or trying to embarrass him.
But I agree. It's extreme one side or the other. Either they planted evidence and he's completely innocent, or don't even investigate, lock him up.
There's so much smoke, though, right? Like, it just seems like there's always something. So whether it's the left just going after him for nothing, or maybe there is something.
But maybe they're going after him for nothing. Because, I mean, you think about all the allegations over the years he was president, with the Russian scandals and this and that, and they came up with nothing.
They haven't been able to get him on anything.
So can we say maybe there is something, though? I mean,
you can say that, but I find it really hard to believe because when the feds want you, the rules of evidence are so stacked in their favor that if they want you and there's anything, you're done. You're absolutely done. So I find it hard to believe they had nothing after all those allegations. Because, especially if it's the FBI, if they're truly calling balls and strikes and they're just going after people for, you know, violation of the law. After all the effort and the years they put into investigating, they came up with Bubkus.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that speaks volumes. And it's not, and people do weaponize the FBI. But you may know, Obama did it with the IRS. He says sicking people on the IRS on people who, you know, were critical of him. It's been done.
The person that signed off on this, correct me if I'm wrong, but the what I had read was he was Rob. Come on,
that's
man.
That's not me.
Like,
I don't know what that
me
is.
When you do that.
I don't know what that is, man.
Joe, can you hear that? Is he in there?
Sorry, guys.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
I don't hear anything.
Okay.
Someone just texted me. There's something that I should mention, too. It's true. Mar-a-Lago was his Camp David. He could take classified documents that he was the president. He took them there most likely, and they were secure because he mentioned they asked him to put another lock on the place that was secured. That was mentioned by him, so they asked him to put another lock on it. They
and he didn't he had give them back.
Yeah, but I thought he kept them and
they
were secure.
You have to give them back at the end of your presidency.
Okay. Well, then you didn't give them back.
Anyway.
Sad news out of Hollywood. Anne Hesh, not expected to survive after severe brain injury. We'll be taking off life support. I remember Anne Hesh from the movie John Q. Other movies as well, but I loved her in that. Sad news, man. She was taking off life support.
The
I think
story
last night
here was that she was high on cocaine. And wrecked her car into somebody else's house, and she had severe burns in the fire. And of course, now as you're talking about the brain injury, and she won't make it. It's a sad story all around. But
yeah.
I'm getting to that point. She was just filming a movie too.
Yeah.
And now they're trying to figure out what's going to happen with that. And I obviously they have to Like, she was going to face felony charges for this.
Mm-hmm. Just 53 years old, too. Sad. And I'm giving a shovel for this later, but I'll just say this part. A hologram of Harry Carey saying, take me out to the ball game last night at Field of Dreams. That was good to see, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It looked so real, didn't it?
A lot. I thought that was someone, like, pretending to be him at first.
Really?
Yeah. When I first saw the thing of it, I'm like, well, it looks a lot like Harry Carey, and then found out it was a hologram.
Yeah. And today is National Middle Child Day.
That's me.
I thought you said it was four of you.
There is, but you in my
are you twins in the middle?
No. On my mom's side, I have a half brother.
Okay.
And on my dad's side, I have a younger brother and younger sister. But for the most of our life, I was the middle child. There was me, my older brother, my younger sister, and me.
So from West Virginia, there's four of you. There's a middle child.
The two
in the middle of the middle children.
Huh? Yeah.
What?
I'm still a middle child.
Yeah. There's also National Julian Fries Day.
What?
I don't know. It's a thing. I thought maybe you two.
Julianne,
knew about it.
You don't.
I
know
thought maybe you three knew about it. I didn't know anything about that.
How you cut? It's a way to cut.
Okay. And there's also National Vinyl Record Day. Nothing like vinyl. You still? Either one of you have still?
I don't.
Turntable.
I
got a turntable.
Yeah. I wish because I had a great vinyl collection and just gave it away.
Yeah. I still have a turntable, man.
I don't care.
You don't?
No. I mean, look. I love music. Just give it to me. I'll put it on my iPod here or whatever, my Apple Music, and I'll play it. It's that easy.
But sometimes, just for nostalgic sake, I like to go back to my turntable.
You ever see what happened to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar when his house caught on fire? He lost $1 million jazz collection because all that vinyl burned so quick.
I got everything on my Apple Music too, but every now and then, damn it, I like to go back to the turntable. Why are you pushing back on this so much?
I'm just saying it's not for me.
All right, then. Keep it moving.
Okay.
That's what's trending on the Fan. Kim McCusick joins us at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, you watched the Ravens in their first preseason game last night. Is there a player to jump onto your radar? I got two of them. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
You don't want to get into this right now. 7:47 at a.m. You don't want to.
You asked me a Ravens player, and I like to... It was a black player, linebacker, John Michael...
Morgan.
No, John David.
John Morgan.
David. There's no such thing. That doesn't exist.
Ed was talking about Letitia, and I said, is she black or white? And then Rob looked at me and goes, what? Why would you even ask that question? I said, there are plenty of white Letitias, depending on how you spell it.
It's how you pronounce it, not how you spell it.
No.
It's probably not pronounced Letitia.
It is.
Letitia?
You're just mad.
No, I'm not mad. And I said, you find...
Maybe it's Letitia.
I said, that's like saying some guy named...
I don't know the way to pronounce it. Yeah.
Exactly. I said, it's like finding some black guy named John David Morgan. And he tried to prove me wrong.
And then the entire Google page imaged is white people.
Exactly. That doesn't exist, John David Morgan. No.
I hope a black John David Morgan calls him right now.
Call the show. Black guy named John David Morgan. Call the show.
Hey, this is John David Morgan, and I'm African American. Get out of here. It's not happening.
Which Raven player jumped on your radar last night, man? I'm watching this game, and I'm looking at some guys that could possibly not so much make the team. Although one of the guys is definitely going to make the team. Isaiah Likely, we all agree, jumped off the page for all of us. But I got two other guys. I got Anthony Brown, the quarterback. Mm-hmm. I told you before, I love this guy. I don't think he makes the team. I would love to see him, you know, maybe get on somebody's practice squad for a couple of years and maybe be a backup quarterback at some point in his career. And I like the guy that you were talking about. And the only reason why I kept watching him because you and the listener kept talking about him constantly. And that's the kid, Raleigh Webb.
Raleigh Webb, yeah.
He only caught one pass, but the one he caught contested, took it away from the defender.
Yeah.
Then the defender still contested it down to the ground. Yeah. And he wrestles it away, gets it first down. Those two guys jumped onto my radar.
Yeah, I liked Raleigh Webb from what I saw. And
he was already on your radar.
Yeah, he was on my radar. I just watched him do drills and special team stuff. I was like, this guy's fast. He can move. He also had the ability, could use the same moves as a gunner as a receiver. Mm-hmm. A lot of receivers are gunners. By getting away from these guys, trying to hold them up at the line. So he just impressed me in some of the stuff he did. So, yeah. But I still likely was my favorite coming out of camp. And I think he proved it last night.
Does it count if you
Who jumped on your radar, though?
Huh?
Did anybody jump onto your radar?
Last night that wasn't?
Yeah.
Not really, because I was very. I think because I was looking for certain people, and that's why I was just kind of following their actions last night. I was like, "Oh, good," and I just kind of confirmed what I thought. The only guy I think was Nate McCrary, because I kind of forgot about him.
Okay,
He slipped out of my mind because we were talking about everybody but him.
What if I'm going to throw out a guy that I was interested in seeing that was on my radar, but we hadn't seen him yet, was Travis Jones. Really liked this kid. Liked him coming out of college. Felt like the fact that he was, at UConn, and they were talking about how much he was on the field, that they just wore his ass out. And I feel like the Ravens may have found themselves another gem along the defensive line in the middle round. So excited to see more of him because I think that's a big-time player.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I thought Darrell Worley, although he didn't jump onto my radar, I thought he did well last night. Someone brought up a defensive tackle from last night. Oh my gosh. Who was it?
Travis Jones.
Travis Jones. Also Malik Harrison. That was my guy. I thought he would have a big year this year as well. He looked pretty
good. He had a couple nice plays in the second quarter, I believe. So he was popping off the charts. They were talking about guys just moving players around, and it was interesting to see too, just to watch them take over in the second half. And what we've talked about before with the Ravens is, whether it's depth, whether it's this the mentality. I mean, I hate some of the corny phrases they use, but it's the preseason. But anytime you do something for this long that includes winning, I think you got to tip your cap to them because they're doing something right. In games that you really shouldn't care about. It is weird to have a streak in the preseason, but I still think it's pretty impressive that they keep winning.
Kelly texted in. She said Pepe Williams, Damarian Williams. Mm-hmm. He was all over the field. Mike texted in as well. He likes the receiver, Shamar Bridges, who I thought was very impressive as well. He didn't really jump onto my radar, though. I mean, he a guy that I was a little familiar with in the first place. 4 catches, 62 yards and a touchdown. And 5 targets last night. And again, we all preface this by saying it's preseason football. But when that's all you have, Ed, for some of these guys, this is when you shine in order to get the coaches' attention.
That's why you have these games. That's why you have them. The value is for the coaches. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, the man goes by the name of Pepe. 410-583-1057 is the number. Your thoughts on what you saw from, and I don't mean by the defense in terms of scheme, because this scheme. Nobody's doing scheme. But in terms of some of the guys, some of the new additions to the team, you like how they play.
Yeah. And White Letitia, please call in just so we can.
So you want Black John David Morgan
mm-hmm.
and White Letitia.
Yeah.
That's what we're asking for today. All right.
I'm texting family to call in as White Letitia.
I said it earlier and I'm not. This is not me reacting just to last night. These guys know I was lukewarm about the Kyle Hamilton pick. I think he's worthy of a first round pick. I'm just lukewarm about it. And last night missed a couple of tackles. You can chalk it up, Ed, to first preseason game, and I will chalk it up to first preseason game. I just don't want to continue to see it.
No, you definitely do not. You want to see things like we were just discussing. Flashes of things that catch your eye, like, pulling down a contested catch with two guys right on you. The pass was underthrown and went to Webb. I thought likely did the same thing with the ball, and one of the balls he caught was in traffic. So, I mean, those are things you really like to see, is things like that. You don't want to see mistakes being, missed tackles being made, because that's basic stuff.
Yes.
I mean, that's basic stuff.
You know, and these were the definition of basic tackles, just coming up on a ball carrier, bring them to the ground.
Your safety.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be like maybe the surest tackler on the team.
Just saw something from Peyton Manning, since we're on football here. Can I read this to you? He was talking about his brothers.
Yeah.
Most people don't know that Cooper was the most talented athlete in the family. And Cooper's the one that had the neck injury.
We have heard that.
Yeah, and his son, Arch, is the next. You know, he's the one that's on his way. But I was the best in school. Eli was different. We didn't think he had the cognitive capacity to play football. One time when we were kids, I took his tennis ball that Dad let him play with in the backyard. He became filled with rage. He picked me up and threw me clear across the yard in a perfect spiral. I've never seen such strength. Dad called it his special power. So we taught him how to throw, taught him a few sentences, and then sent him off to Ole Miss. The rest is history.
Oh, I love that. But you know what I love about Eli? He embraces that.
Yeah.
He does not push back on that. If that's what you want me to be, I'll make millions after football.
I think
he's
very
guy.
Funny.
I think he is hilarious. Without even saying
the
a word.
Eli faces, like the face with, you know, he just always looked somewhat dopey.
Eli's my guy. You can't spell elite without Eli.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
It's funny. And it's fun to see the banter like that brothers have, you know, the back and forth.
By the way, someone wants us to find one more name. Mm-hmm. A black hunter. You look
like Hunter Renfrew.
Baffled.
No.
A little baffled. A black.
I don't know about that one.
Commissions Baltimore at 8:15.
Does he mean like named Hunter?
No, named Hunter.
Oh, Karl Malone is a black
one.
Hunter.
Either one. Kim McCusick from Film Study Baltimore on the other side. His angle on the game from last night right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.